And
it's time now on KROS for the River City Sports Review Show, live from Rastrelli's, 238 Main Avenue. KROS Sports Director Gary Detterman interviews local coaches and student athletes about their sports programs, what happened in last week's game, and what's up next for their teams. The River City Sports Review is brought to you by First Gateway Credit Union with seven convenient locations to serve you. And now with the River City Sports Review, here is KROS Sports Director Gary Detterman.
And good evening, everyone, and welcome to Rastrelli's, 238 Main Avenue, looking out upon the snow there on Main Avenue. JD, do you have to do much shoveling?
Oh, yeah. We're going to do a lot of shoveling. I couldn't get any wrestlers to come up and help me this time.
What?
This time I will.
Yeah, I was going to say, that'd be good conditioning.
It'd be perfect conditioning.
Something like that. Exactly.
Years ago, we took them sledding at the Congregational Hill and made them run up the hill before they came down sledding.
Okay. I would think so. Yes, that is great. Yeah. None of them went out on the bluff, did they?
No, we didn't let that happen.
Okay.
Running up the hill was more important,
You guys have got to be itching to get going.
Yeah, absolutely. I think everybody in the room has put in a lot of time here in the last couple weeks. And, just super anxious to see the kids on the mat. Thursday night at West will be a good opportunity for us, and then Saturday for the Garcia Sterling. But, yeah, we still have, 55 kids in the room. Some brand new, some veterans, but the work ethic is all the same. They really work hard in there. It's been fun.
You know, with that winter storm that we had, it was a shame the G-Night Invitational canceled. I understand it's not going to be made up. I mean, this would have been a great opportunity for you to see some of these young
guys. Yeah, it really is, and everybody around this area sends a lot of kids, so all of our kids would have got three good matches.
Yeah.
And just remembering a really good guy in Gene Knight. So
yeah.
That would have been a cool night. But unfortunately, the weather changed on us really quick, and probably the right thing to do to cancel, but unfortunately it won't get made up.
Phil Callahan just recently went into our High School Athletic Hall of Fame, and he had a great story about Gene Knight, how, Gene would take everybody in this big station wagon.
Yep.
You go, Phil said, I got car sick, and I almost wanted to give up wrestling because of it.
Yeah, I was one of those kids crammed into that car with Gino. What a good guy, and what a positive influence in a lot of kids' lives.
Where did he all take you guys?
Any tournament around the area. We would go out to Iowa City. We'd go down to the Davenport area, Dubuque, and it was just, it was always, hey, buddy, you're doing good, no matter if you won or lost, and just a whole bunch of us kids grew up together doing that.
Oh, my goodness. Those have to be great memories.
Oh, absolutely. Great memories. Great people around us all the time. And, and that just turned into really good teams when we got older.
That's interesting. I mean, because you think nowadays kids are doing all this stuff during the off season, but you guys are doing that.
Yeah, we actually did that. Not as pronounced as it is today with all the clubs. I mean, I was out in Lisbon a couple weeks ago watching my grandsons wrestle. They're in kindergarten, right? And there's five club coaches coaching against them. And I'm like, come on, man. There's one little five-year-old out there. But, in our days, it was Gene Knight and George Blunt, and guys like that would take the time to spend with us. Yep.
Oh, there's a great wrestling name, the
Blunts. Blunts, yeah. Absolutely.
You take a look at those old pictures. Those guys, they didn't wear shirts.
Yes, no shirts.
They were bare-chested when they wrestled.
Yeah, absolutely. And such a good influence on all of us young guys. And, we all stuck together, and we really had fun with them.
I think one of the Blunts was the first state champion.
Our Blunt was, yep. He was.
Yeah.
Yep, 1956. Yeah.
That is amazing.
Yeah, it really is. And that whole Blunt family was all wrestlers, so it was fun.
So Thursday we're at your gym. What time's everything getting underway, Coach?
Yeah, actually, we're down at Davenport West.
So, oh, it is?
Yep, we're
okay.
At West. We start at 6 o'clock. The varsity will follow the JV matches.
Was it scheduled to be at West?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I read the schedule wrong then.
Yeah.
Yes, okay.
So we're heading down to West, and our first home meet will be a couple Thursdays from now against North Scott.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
All right.
Wrestle Assumption next week. That got moved to Wednesday down at Assumption, and then the following Thursday, wrestle North Scott at home.
So the Sterling Invitational, I was talking to you before we went on the air, you're going to be able to take two or three kids at each at different weights?
Yeah, that's so important now because, we talked earlier before I got on the air here with you. We have really close tryouts, and then those kids wouldn't get an opportunity to wrestle again until maybe next week sometime. So they sent out a note and said we could bring extra kids, so we're going to do that. And, they won't be point scorers for the team race, but that really doesn't matter. We just want the experience.
So how many are you taking over?
I think we'll end up taking probably six or seven weight classes. We'll have at least two kids and maybe three, so that'll be good. It's kind of a you know, like I talked to you last week, we have so many new kids that that wouldn't be really the tournament, but we have a lot of veterans too, so we're trying to mix that up a little bit.
So what do you see when you go to an opening tournament like that? You're going over to Illinois. Where are some of the schools you're going to see over there?
Yeah, so you got Dixon, and you got the school of Plano, and we've got Rockford, and just a whole bunch of area from Sterling back towards Chicago. And you just see a whole different style of wrestling, a lot of upper body moves, a lot of different throws that we normally don't see in Iowa. You know, in Iowa, it's usually single, double legs, and all leg attacks. But it's also kind of cool, too, because nobody knows anybody, right? So you don't really know. I know Danny Peters ended up with a kid that got third in state and wrestled him really well. We didn't even know the kid was third in state until after the match, and we're like, oh, okay, you know. So in Iowa, you would know all that right away, and so that makes it fun for us. Starting off like that is a great start, and it's only 30 minutes away, so it's a good time.
When you wrestled, were you an offensive or defensive wrestler? Did you play off the other guy, or were you the aggressor?
I was the aggressor. You know, that I was a cradler, and I was a point scorer. That's kind of what we want out of our kids, too, you know, just score as many points as you can. But you know what, kids? Some kids get really hesitant, and they tighten up, and it's a really close match, and it shouldn't be. So that's what you're trying to teach them. You know, let it go.
Have you seen some good wrestlers who were actually good defensively? I mean,
yeah.
They played off what the other guy would do. Let him make the mistake.
Yeah. You know, Justin Williams was like that for a long time. Justin Williams wrestled really defensively on his feet, and then that guy would make a mistake, and Justin would capitalize on that. And shoot, he has a career record with wins at the high school of 50, so it must work for him, you know. So. Yeah, just an awesome time. But, you know, the thing, Gary, that we look at is once you get out there, it's your style. We're just trying to perfect whatever you think you're good at, you know. And if a kid feels like being defensive is good, we'll just teach them how to be better defensively, you know. So that's really the goal.
Well, that is good. You mentioned Danny Peters. And who are some other kids you hope will do well on Saturday?
You know, we start with Jacob Litherland at 120 and Hunter Ball at 126. They're veterans on the team. They're letter winners. And then Brody Harrington is a tough kid at 132 state qualifier. 138 is Alfonso Herrera. He was a linebacker on the football team. Tough little kid. Fun to watch. Ty Sander-Wilfstein is 144. Danny's at 150. We have a brand new kid, Isaiah Lyons, at 157. Won the tryouts and is just a scrapper. Kind of looking forward to seeing him. Nolan Eggers has had a really good preseason. 175 is Landon Clark, another football player.
Yeah.
And 190, Demarius Robinson, and then Hayden Chandler and Sloan Weaver. So I would expect all of them to have good days, honestly. They put in the time. They should be confident enough to compete, and I'm really looking forward to that.
Yeah, I know football coaches love to see kids go out for wrestling just for the footwork.
Yeah, Nate has been great about that. Nate has been a really advocate for wrestling, and in any sport, too. He wants the kids to play basketball or wrestle. But the big linemen, Coach LaRue coaches on the sophomore team, and he's the recruiter for us, so we get some big kids. And, you know, like Coach Ferentz at the college level says, those are the best linemen there is, those little wrestlers. They just know footwork. They know how to stay low. They have the balance. So we're proud of that with our sport.
Before I let you go, did you catch the Iowa State duel?
Awesome duel.
Oh, my
God. Yeah, it was so fun to watch, you know, and I like when it gets heated like that. Kevin Dresser is a super good competitor himself, being a national champ from Iowa, you know, and the Brands brothers, they just almost hate each other in a way that's fun to watch. So the kids wrestle good. It was a good time.
You know, it is so interesting. I mean, here is Gable, who wrestled at Iowa State, went on to Iowa, and Dressler now at Iowa State.
Yes, exactly, right? And it's just really, really nice to see. When I grew up, Iowa State was a powerhouse of the whole nation, you know, and now it's just watching them do it again. It's fun to see.
And these guys are so strong and quick.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. And conditioning, you know, Gable used to have his guys in such great condition. Everybody's in great condition now. Everybody. They can go 7 minutes, and you barely see them breathing hard. So it's unbelievable.
Hey, best of luck tomorrow with West.
Yeah.
And then certainly on Sterling.
All right. Thanks, Gary.
All right. Back with more on the River City Sports Review, brought to you by First Gateway Credit Union. First Gateway Credit Union Foundation and their credit union Kicks program brought big smiles and brand new shoes to every student at Comanche Elementary. Thanks to the amazing community support, volunteers, and staff, they're just getting started. And Fulton Elementary School is up next. Every child will receive a brand new pair of tennis shoes and socks. No strings attached. Just smiles, confidence, and happy feet ready to run, jump, and learn. Want to keep the momentum going? Donate to Credit Union Kicks by visiting firstgateway.org/foundation. Follow them on Facebook to see all the happy faces. Every step matters. Every child counts. Porter's Convenience Store on Clinton's Lincoln Way, where they feature top quality Phillips 66 gasoline. Get more for your money with Phillips 66 fuel. Start your day with their signature coffee and a breakfast item. Porter's is now featuring their soup of the day to go along with a famous Porter burger. During the holidays, they have your beverage and snack needs, and ask about a gift certificate for the hard to buy for on your list. Porter's Convenience Store, 1512 Lincoln Way, Clinton. See them for Phillips 66 Pro Clean Gasoline and K1 Kerosene.
Personalized. At Pape Funeral Home of Clinton, they know that families are choosing personalized funerals. They will guide your family in creating a meaningful ceremony to honor the life and memory of a loved one. With Pape Funeral Home, the ceremony can be anything you wish. Perhaps a focus on their career or hobbies. Simple or elaborate. Traditional or unique. Make it a reflection of your loved one's personality and a celebration of their life. Pape Funeral Home, 2308 Pershing Boulevard, Clinton. Phone 242-3344.
Welcome back, everyone, to Rastrelli's Day with Clinton High. Going to go with basketball now. Marty Daniels. Marty, congratulations. Got that win last night. Good to see the team back and forth early, and then you guys kind of took control of that 11-point run.
Yeah, we got off to a good start scoring. We had a couple miscues on defense early, and I think they settled down a little bit, first game jitters. And once they settled in and locked in on defense, we kind of made a little gap.
I tell you what, Robinson, 29 points. What a ball game for him.
Yeah, he worked hard. He took care of the offensive glass. He ran all of our plays really well. Once he got hot, we started running stuff for him, and he played within the team. He didn't do anything outside the team, and came ready to go. He was locked in on defense and offense. I was really proud of him.
You know, it looks like the game comes pretty natural to him. I mean, he seems to be one of those guys in the right place at all times.
Yeah, he did a great job this summer. He put a lot of work in, and he just staying within himself and doing what he does best, and was something we talked about and worked on, and he showed it last night.
Cole had his 22 points, so I know you're counting on a big year from him.
Yeah, he's kind of he puts the work in all summer. He's kind of a leader, and he's helping me change the culture there, and he takes a lot of responsibility for a lot of stuff, and I put a lot on him, so he's kind of the kid that has to handle all the stress while I try to get everybody else to relax. So.
You know, this is our second time with you on the program. We talked a little bit about the work that goes in over the summer. Basketball is such a skill sport. These kids need to put in the time.
Yeah, and when we have a really athletic group, the football team did a nice job this year, but like Caden Branham, Blaine Robinson, Cole Shannon, and even Marshall did multiple sports, but they were there all summer, and while the football players were hitting hard in football, you know, but it gives you a pretty big advantage when you can keep a basketball in your hand most of the summer.
I noticed that you were running kids in and out of the ball game, so a little deeper bench this year.
Yeah, so the kids, they all have a role, and they're really understanding their role, and it's a really close-knit group. So when just watching them sub in and out, the way they're talking, what you got to do, they're telling them what they're seeing, and if you watch my bench this year, that's what I was most proud of. Like, they're cheering for each other, and someone might just get yanked for something, but he's helping his teammate while he goes in for him, and then he's right back in the game. So great attitudes.
It was an interesting game. I mean, we had a 17-point advantage late in the third quarter. All of a sudden, they were in three threes, including a half-court shot.
Yeah, so there was like 52 seconds to go, and we're up. I think, yeah, it was 17 or so, and they hit a three, and then we just had a careless turnover, and of course it goes in again, and then it was only 1.3 seconds,
yeah.
So, and we picked him up full court, and
yes,
he shot a contested three-quarter court shot and banked it in, so it was like,
but,
yeah.
You know, you got to be proud. You were making your free throws down the stretch. Of course, you had Robinson and Shannon going to the line, so that helped.
Yeah, and so Marshall went over two, but Marshall was an 80-something percent free throw shooter last year, and Caden Branham's worked on it all summer. I think he'll be up there in free throw percentage, and I know Connor Schrader might be one of my best free throw shooters when we do drills in practice. So we should be, once we get the lead, we should be able to knock down our free throws.
That is important. Now, you don't have a game until next Tuesday, so what you're planning on doing? You've had a game, and now you got a week to work with the kids.
So basketball season comes so quick, you do a lot of conditioning because you got to get in shape in 2 weeks. You got to get all your plays in and everything. So we kept it pretty basic. We tried to do what we do real well for the first night because we had a Monday, Tuesday game, but Monday got canceled. So we're just trying to keep it simple, do what we do, but do it well. And then, so this will give me a week to put a few more things in, a couple more inbounds plays, maybe work on our zone defense a little bit, and maybe a couple different traps and stuff like that. Put some new wrinkles in.
Are we going to try and get that Burlington game rescheduled, Coach?
Yeah, right now it sounds like January 24th. It's a Saturday. They're going to do it at 2 o'clock.
Oh, okay. So. That'll be good. I wouldn't mind that. So now let's take a look at coming up Tuesday, Bettendorf. It's going to be at the Yore Gym. What about the Bulldogs?
They had a big win against Linmar last night. So I know Linmar is always a good team. I haven't got to watch them yet this year, but we've seen Bettendorf a lot this summer and, you know, the solid team, and I didn't get to watch that game yet. So we watched our game film tonight and went over so we could work on us. But we'll start working on Bettendorf tomorrow. But I know they're deep. I think they played 11 kids, and they beat a really good Linmar team.
And then, of course, we're not going to have a show next Wednesday. We'll see a girl-boy doubleheader when North Scott comes to the Yore Gym on the 12th. What about the Lancers? They had a talented young team, but you were telling me some of those aren't there anymore.
Yeah, they're picked to win the MAC again this year. I know they lost some of their guards, but, they have depth there.
Of course, Seamus does such a great job.
He does. And some of the guys that they had transfer in to help them last year, those are the ones that transferred back out. So they still got their core that came up through the Lancer program. So, and then they got the Harrington kid who's going to be a difference maker, and he just looks different than everybody else. So North Scott's going to be tough. It's going to be a fun night. I think the Yore to be packed because the girls are playing really well. And
they are playing
well. Hopefully
we
do our part.
Well, let's hope so. Coach, thanks so much for your time. We'll see you next Tuesday for sure.
Thanks.
All right, back with more on the River City Sports Review.
Nelson Core Wealth Management is wearing jeans for charity. In exchange for getting to wear jeans to work on Fridays, they pay a $5 fine each week. At the end of the month, the money collected will go to charity. Nelson Core will match the fines collected each month up to $250. For more information, call 563-242-9042. The Jeans for Charity for December is Living Peace 365. Nelson Core Wealth Management with offices in Clinton, Davenport, and Dubuque. Visit our website at www.nelsoncore.com.
Hi, it's Sarah at Classic Body Works, Clinton's go-to full-service auto body shop. We've been family-owned and operated for 40 years. Our state-of-the-art facility and certified technicians can repair all makes and models. From potholes to parking lot mishaps, we don't only restore your vehicle, but we also restore your peace of mind. Stop in today for a free collision estimate or call to schedule a wheel alignment or oil change, 563-243-2688. Again, that's 563-243-2688.
Do you want the best of both worlds, exceptional senior care and all the comforts of home? Then I've got the answer for you. Hi, I'm Cindy with Park Vista Living, here to let you know we offer independent living, assisted living, memory care, and respite care on our beautiful Comanche campus. We feature spacious units, a full activity calendar, transportation, and delicious meals. For more information on our fall move-in specials or to schedule a tour, go to parkvistaliving.org. That's parkvistaliving.org.
Welcome back, everyone, to Rastrelli's on the River City Sports Review, visiting now with Brandon Hanson. Coach, congratulations. Good way to start out the year.
Yeah, great way to start out the year.
So 79-48 with Wilton. Tell us about the game.
It was a good game to get started off with the season, kind of seeing what we got for the new pieces that we got in with the team this year to go with the big three coming back. And then, our transition looked really good. We probably had about 40% of our points just fast breaks, beating the other team down the court. So overall, I was kind of impressed. Our rebounding was really good. We got some work to do on the defensive end, but overall, I give ourselves a pretty high grade.
Wilton, I know they made a deep run in the football playoffs. Did they have some of the same athletes who were playing football on the court?
Yeah. They had some of those football kids out there. And I was watching, they had actually a scrimmage on Monday with Mount Vernon. So I was watching some of that just kind of pick up on, see what they had. And, it kind of looks like they were still in football shape, not basketball shape. But, they came out and gave us a good punch in the first 4 minutes of the game.
Jackson Christensen played so well for you last year as a freshman. He's only a sophomore, but are you getting a leadership role from him?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he might be only a sophomore, but he kind of plays and acts like a senior. I mean, he he's been hanging around basketball all his life, especially with his brother playing, you know, the past few years. You know, he picks up on a lot of the basketball, you know, mentality, you know, what, where things need to be, and, you know, he's got a great head on his shoulder.
You know, we know him as a shooter, but what else impresses you about his play?
You know, he's a pretty good facilitator, too. You know, he, you know, people will rush him, and, you know, he'll find somebody down low with, you know, just a no-look pass, and, you know, he's good at finding that extra person, and, you know, I think he's actually going to be pretty decent at getting to the rim this year as well.
Okay, I would imagine he probably worked on that a little
bit.
Yeah,
yeah.
Emerson Kreinbrink, of course, was dealing with an injury, but you got him back.
So, yeah, yep, he's fully healed and back with us, and, you know, he got that probably about a month after the basketball season last year, and, you know, he played really well last night as well. Gotten a little bit of foul trouble, but we kind of pushed through it on some kind of weird calls, but, I mean, he ran the floor really well, rebounded the ball. You know, he finished the night with 18 points, so, you know, he had a pretty good night as well.
Well, you know, it's the official's first time out too, Coach, so don't get on him too rough.
No.
So you mentioned the big three, Jackson, Emerson. Who's the other one?
Kobe Gray okay. Is, you know, comes back from, you know, those three starters from last year you know, the other two. So, and he finished the night with 17 as well. So, you know, all three of those guys came out and did what they had to do for the night.
Do you see this, that kind of balance? I would imagine you'd love to see that kind of balance, but do you see that?
Oh, yeah. You know, I'd love to see that all year long. You know, I can see, you know, Jackson getting what he needs to get, and then, you know, Emerson and Kobe getting around that, you know, 13 to 17 point range. If we can kind of consistently hit that, and then I think Connor Soulsby finished with 13 last night. So if we get a, you know, another guy that wants to finish in those double digits, then I think we'll be sitting in really good shape.
How deep are you? I mean, what are you comfortable with?
I mean, we played seven last night, pretty hefty, and, you know, that seems pretty good for what we need to do. Especially in our conference, you know, our conference doesn't go very deep in the lineups either. So if I can stick with the seven, and, if, you know, it'd be nice to get an eighth guy in there.
Coming up now, Friday, you're going to go to Albernette, and then Saturday, Wallard comes to Northeast. So first, the Albernette game, what about them?
So, yeah, we kind of got some film on them today, and kind of they played Monticello and lost to them last night, but they've got three pretty shifty guards, and you know, we'll have to make sure we stay in front of them. They got some shooters, so. But I think our size, maybe down low with Emerson and Soulsby, could be kind of the deciding factor, really. So.
And what about Waller? This is another team that went deep into the football playoffs.
Yeah. So, you know, this is going to be the second year that we got Waller.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was a good pickup last year for us, and, you know, we said we'd do it again this year. So it should be a good game with them. It's just somebody different that we haven't seen in a while. And, you know, it's a good team to kind of show us where we're at with those bigger schools.
How did that come about that you got Wallard on your schedule?
Last year, I think they were just really looking for another game. And I think we were still looking for another game as well. I can't remember who we lost. But, you know, it was something that just kind of worked together and happened to be our first game of the year. So I think it was a good measuring stick for where we were at.
Yeah, and of course you went on to the sub-state final a year ago. So, and then you get the Catholics again on Tuesday, Coach, with Iowa City Regina.
Yeah, then we get, Iowa City Regina, who's, you know, got a really good team. I mean, they've got a lot of football guys too, but they play pretty well. They've got a, you know, I think like a 6'9 kid that's a sophomore that is pretty decent, and they picked up a kid from, I think, Carroll. So, I mean, it's, I think they'll be a really good team that will run really deep this year.
So a couple of good tests for you at the beginning of the season.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and then we, you know, I think next week we finish off with Cascade. So, yeah we got a tough little four-game stretch here.
All right. Appreciate your time. Best of luck.
All right. Thanks, Gary.
All right. Back with more on the River City Sports Review, brought to you by First Gateway Credit Union. If you're in the market for a new car, it's time to let First Gateway Credit Union put you behind the wheel of your next vehicle. They offer competitive rates and flexible terms. New and used vehicle rates start as low as 5.35% fixed APR. Call them at 563-243-4121. Visit firstgateway.org or stop by any of their seven convenient locations. Savings federally insured by NCUA. APR is annual percentage rate. Other rates and terms available subject to credit approval. Other restrictions may apply.
Custom Pack, a great place to work and an active community supporter, is proud of our River Kings and Queens. Custom Pack is a locally owned company working to improve the quality of life in Clinton, DeWitt, and the surrounding area, and is currently hiring in all of their manufacturing facilities. Custom Pack employees work in clean and safe manufacturing plants that produce plastic blow-molded products used by all people around the world. The ingenuity, dedication, and effort of our employees has resulted in nearly a half a century of success. That success is shared by the entire workforce through meaningful profit sharing, great wages, some of the region's best benefits, and a friendly team-based work environment.
Welcome back. We're going to talk a little more basketball, girls basketball now. Mike Menchaca, head coach of the Fulton Lady Steamers, and got a win against your alma mater last night, Coach.
Yeah, it was nice to get that at home. I mean, we were at their place last year. And they got us there, so it was nice to avenge that one and had a good crowd again. We played well at home this year so far.
I had an opportunity to do a ball game at Rock Falls. Clinton went over there one year, and they had me, I think I was like up in a corner
right
up there.
Side, yeah, small little booth up top.
Yes, that was interesting.
Those are the days where, you know, yeah, it was standing room only too there, and it was tight out there when you had those radio broadcasts for sure.
Oh, yeah, I had a good time. It was fun to see. So you were telling me you're sitting at 2-2. So what have you seen from your team so far?
We've been a little bit up and down. We played really well at home, 50-plus points last night, 52 and 50-plus the first game. You know, we've shot the ball well in spurts. I think ultimately, you know, our defense is just starting to come around. We haven't played a whole lot of full court yet, so we're kind of getting into that now. But we've had couple games where we had really balanced scores. Last night we had three in triple digits or double digits, and we had first game we had four in double digits, I believe. So we can score the ball. We're a little bit depth-wise, a little bit short, so we got to pull some of these kids up and get them going. But I like where we're at. 2-2 should be 3-1. We let one get away from us. Shot a lot of good shots at Ridgewood, things didn't fall for us. But ultimately I'm happy where we're at.
What about that ball game last night, Rock Falls? 52-35 final.
Yeah, it was fun. I mean, we started off with 28-23 at halftime, I think. We had the lead pretty much the whole time. I just wasn't sure the run that we needed was going to come. We called timeout. We decided to pressure them a little bit, and we ended up going like on a 17-0 run. I think Ren and Breely both transitioned defense, had some good buckets, sparked us. And then Brennan, she's been solid for us all year defensively. Had a couple picks. We only had one or two threes last night out of that whole scoring barrage, so it was nice. It meant we were getting to the hole and sharing the ball.
Was the run coming as a result of some defense?
Yeah, we were half court pretty much first half. They got the Bickett kid, Brad Bickett's daughter. She's a stud. So we really worked on our half court defense, just hedging, recovering, and then we had no help on her, so we're face guarding her, not letting her get the ball back. So we focused on that. Well, she was doing a good enough job attacking, but it was still too close to a game. We came out, made some adjustments at halftime, said, hey, we're just going to pressure everybody now. I think they got tired. We didn't, and we kind of went on that little run there.
You see that going forward for your team then?
I do. I think it's probably more likely that we just kind of don't press right away. You know, we try to hang in games, maybe get leads, and then flip things up the second half and try to give them some traps, and then hopefully that keeps them off pace a little bit. And I think our shooters are good enough, knock shots down in transition too, so that's part of our game. Get out and run. I think we're pretty well conditioned.
Now you're going to be home tomorrow.
Yeah, home tomorrow.
I mean,
first,
you guys play so many games over there in Illinois.
Well, I know some years it doesn't feel like it. So like we never play at home, but this year, yeah, we got Millersville. That's our first conference game this year. It's a little early for that. Millersville's 3-1. I don't know, you know, what they got. Haven't seen a ton on them. We're one game at a time, so we're trying not to look too far ahead. But Millersville, they'll always be scrappy. You know, I mean, that's one thing about them. So we just got to take care of business.
You're one game at a time, but I always like to kind of look ahead.
Yeah.
And Saturday, you got another bigger school on the road to Geneseo.
You know, that coach there has been there a long time. They do a lot of trapping, a lot of pressing. They're always long. So, you know, we struggle with that long 1-3-1, 1-2-2 type defense, is trapping defense. So it's nice to have them in there on a Saturday, you know, where we can kind of see where we're at. But so far, I think between some of the bigger schools we play, we've been hanging with everybody. Newman's always tough. Played them at their place. we're good in spurts, just not good enough. They went off on us. And then, Genesee will be another one of those teams that will play similar ball as Newman, in your face, a little bit full court pressure. So it's a good test for us for sure.
Who sets up your schedule? Do you have much of a say in that at all, Mike?
Not as much. I kind of put in some things, the places I'd like to see, some teams I like to fill. Because we usually have a couple open dates every year. Those are the games that I try to focus on getting maybe, Rock Falls, we played a couple years in a row, but maybe Prince of Peace here and there or something. It sounds like they got some decent numbers now. But schedule-wise, no, I'd like to get in the holiday tournament for, like, Thanksgiving. But until we get our numbers where they need to be, it's too hard to commit to that. So
I mean, then you play Saturday at Geneseo, and then it looks like you got a week off?
Yep.
So, I mean, early in the season yet, but what do you want to accomplish with that week?
Well, I think that's going to be a lot of honing, kind of getting our offense and our defense more set. I think we're going to have to start to figure out how to work our traps in there. We've been playing a lot of games early, so we haven't done that. And then I think just the team bonding. We haven't had that week of just let's do stuff together.
Okay.
We watched Michigan and UConn tonight at our team dinner, watched some college hoops from last, they were last week's games. So just getting that team bonding in, I think, is going to be important. And give them a rest day.
All right. Appreciate the time. Good luck.
Thank you.
Back with more on the River City Sports Review.
Shop local online at ClintonPrinting.com. Order from the convenience of your own home. Are you ready to celebrate? Begin with unique graduation, wedding, shower, and all party invitations from Clinton Printing. You can customize one of our templates to your style or create your own unique design. Stop in at Clinton Printing and we can help you design your invitation or shop online at ClintonPrinting.com. 1402 Roosevelt Street or call us at 242-7895.
9 out of 10 individuals who struggle with nicotine, alcohol, or other drug addictions started using these substances before turning 18. Young people who regularly receive information about the dangers of drugs and alcohol from their parents are up to 50% less likely to engage in substance use compared to those who don't receive such guidance. As a parent, you hold the greatest influence over your child's choices. Start the conversation early and keep it going. Talk. We hear you. This message is brought to you by the Gateway Impact Coalition.
It just makes sense. Today, more and more people are choosing to plan their funerals in advance. We found our families think it makes sense for three basic reasons. You can relieve an emotional burden from those you love. You can express your own wishes. And you can relieve the financial burden from those you love as well. This is Mary Ruff. For more pre-planning information, contact me at the Snell's Ordering Funeral Homes and Crematory in Clinton. I can help.
Welcome back, everyone. Brian Spahr now on the program. Great to have him on. He's with the Northeast Girls Wrestling Squad. So, Brian, I know you wrestled for Coach J.D. Luters when you were at Northeast. You were actually at East Central.
Yes.
You were telling
Correct.
Me, and then you Correct. Got yes. to wrestle with a co-op. But how'd you end up getting this position?
Well, opportunity came along, and it's something I've always wanted to do, so I put in for it, and I got the position, and here we are. Here we go. So, just super, super happy to be here and excited to see what we can do at Northeast.
You were telling me that you did not get into the sport until your sophomore year in high school, and you didn't know if you'd really have the opportunity.
That's correct. Yeah. So sophomore year, I went to school at East Central. My cousin had wrestled for Fulton, and that piqued my interest there. Grew up on a farm, so a lot of the sports weren't available for me because, when the sun's shining, you make hay. So winter was not a whole lot to do, so that was a sport that was available to do. Went to the principal at the time, who was Warren Ammon, and said, hey, I'd really like to try this wrestling thing, and it wasn't supposed to happen until junior year, but everybody worked together, and I was able to do it my sophomore year.
So what was it like wrestling for J.D. Luters?
It was great. J.D.'s just a great human being, and he's a motivator. He's driven, and and like I'm sure many people know, like his dad, he definitely brings out the best in people and pushes you to your limits and even further than your limits to show what you really can do and what what you're capable of.
I would imagine he enjoyed having kids like you with that farm strength.
Yeah, he's a big farm strong. He likes hard workers, you know, and I don't know anybody that doesn't like a hard worker.
Yeah.
But yeah, you know, it's and that's what's the nice thing about being out in the rural areas like that is you get those farm strong kids, you know.
Yes.
You can build muscles in the gym, but like
yes.
They're saying, you know, baling hay and sorting cattle and stuff like that. Like there's some of them things you can't get in the gym.
So true, no doubt about that. So your girls, you've already been at a couple of meets, Bellevue and Midland. How'd they go for you?
Good. So Bellevue was just a good test for us, just to kind of get us out there. We have a young team. Had a big freshman class that came up. Bellevue was a good way to just kind of see where we're at, you know, just get a start off, get them that first meet jitters out of the way. I think that affected some of what we did that day, but really kind of opened our eyes and we're like, okay, you know, rip the Band-Aid off basically and go for it. Tipton, we came back and I thought we wrestled great. I don't like to, you know, judge how we do on our place winning. I let the wrestling do that. And I thought, you know, once we got those jitters out of the way, we came out and we really wrestled tough. And I think the girls got a chance to really see that their improvement is actually a real thing. I always tell them, like, if you could step out and see from the outside looking in to see how well you're doing, if you could see yourself through our eyes, then you would believe as much as I do the improvements there.
You know, wrestling for the girls in Iowa, it is, you know, relatively new yet, so... What's it like getting them indoctrinated into this sport?
You know, I don't think it's really any different than boys. I mean, I think the girls show up and they try wrestling because they have something to say. And you know, it's no different, you know, pushing any person to their limitations and even past it. But, you know, I think they show up because they're there to make something of themselves. Coaching boys and girls, it has its differences, but as far as you know, pushing them and teaching them the facts of life, everybody needs that. So
who's helping you out with the program?
So, Mason Lukritz, he's a 2020 maybe graduate. I couldn't tell you what exact year he graduated, but he also wrestled for Coach Luters and he texted me the one day and said, hey, I'd really like to come out and help you guys with your program, and super happy to have him there. And he also has the same mentality that was instilled in me because he wrestled for Coach Luters. So it's good that somebody can just hop right in there and be on the same page. And you know, comes from a really good family. So, you know, I trust him to be in there with us, and I'm thankful that he reached out.
How are the numbers?
So our numbers this year... I think 10 or 11 girls I have,
okay.
Which last year we had four. So that's a huge improvement. It's happy that we've come as far as we have in just a year. So
do you have a girl or two that are doing pretty well for you and you hope to have them do things well?
I have a couple girls. I think everybody's doing well. Obviously I have Skylar Wagner. She was, she's our two-time qualifier.
Yeah.
And then I have Melanie Kenworthy. Hard worker there too. She went out last year, was her first year. And she was, I think she was 20 and 24, first year wrestler and tough as nails, fighter. She's got a younger sister that, you know, I feel will follow in her footsteps. But I mean, all the girls are just, they're really like impressing me, in the room because they're hard workers, right? And we love hard workers. So
before I let you go, and thank you so much for time, we'll try and
Thanks
catch up with
me.
You a couple of times during the course of the year. You wrestled for J.D. Luters. He was telling me he's got 50-some kids. Half of them have never wrestled in their life. I would imagine you got some girls who have never seen a mat before as
mm-hmm.
well.
Mm-hmm.
How do you approach that?
We approach it the same way we would, you know, a regular, you know, somebody who has wrestled. You know, you stick to the basics. And it's the same thing. You know, we still go through everything, like, these are headgear. This is you know, this is how this works. You shake hands here. You know, you go check in at the, because you know, I think, like I said, the nervousness really, really kind of gets to people, and they kind of forget about all that. But like I said, I'm just glad to have them in there, and we take it one step at a time. You know, we check the box, and we move on.
And now, is this something you wanted to do for a while, Brian?
Oh, absolutely. Yep. This is I really have a passion for this sport because of what it taught me and what it did for me. You know, and that's my way to give back to what wrestling did for me is to prepare these young ladies for the rest of their lives. So.
All right. Well, I know you're going to do a great job out there, Brian.
Appreciate
thanks
it.
So much. Great okay. to meet you.
Yeah. Thanks. You too.
All right. Back with more on the River City Sports Review.
Give yourself a gift of savings with a certificate of deposit at First Gateway Credit Union. Open a 6-month CD and earn 3.85% APY, or a 12-month CD and earn 3.90% APY. Stop into one of their 7 locations in Comanche, Clinton, DeWitt, Fulton, Morrison, Sterling, or Prophetstown for more details. APY is annual percentage yield. Limited time offer rate subject to change without notice. $1,000 minimum deposit required. Other rates and terms available. Early withdrawal penalties apply. Federally insured by the NCUA.
Your success in college is more than your future. It's your family's legacy. At Eastern Iowa Community Colleges, you won't just imagine what's next. You'll build it. And what you build can change everything. With dedicated faculty, low-cost tuition, and programs that fit your life, EICC is ready when you are. You don't have to prove it to the world. Just yourself, because your next isn't someday. Your next is now.
Welcome back, everyone, to the River City Sports Review, looking out on Main Avenue here at Rostrelli's Convention now with Jerry Murphy. Murphy opened up your season last night, close ball game, 65-63 with North Cedar. Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, we started out pretty good, and we were putting some pressure on them and got up 7-2, and then we kind of let off the pressure, and we started falling, and they made a living at the free throw line. We were down, I think, 14-9 at the quarter, and we kept up our foul parade for a little bit, and now we're down 34-21 at half, and we got a click in the third quarter. Third quarter was the best quarter. I think we even caught up, and we might have even took the lead. And so it was a back-and-forth game. From that point on, it was a good game. You know, we had some a lot of kids that really their first varsity action. And I told these guys, you know, it's a new era with you guys. It's a whole new team. You know, and the kids were so excited to play. And I think that was the best part. You know, they were so nervous to play in their first game and stuff. And so, you know, we didn't get the win, and we had a lead, actually, with a minute to go. We had a couple-point lead, and we kind of coughed it up, and kind of a learning experience. And but the kids play hard the second half. That's probably the way they played. And, it's a whole new team.
No doubt about that. When you lose a talent like Akil Powell, one of 50-some young men who scored 2,000 points in their career, and I would imagine, you know, some of these guys, they were probably, Akil's going to take care of this.
Yeah,
and now they have to take care of this,
and that's really was the whole thing. You know, they could, you know, be contributors last year, but they weren't the main guys. Now they're the main guys.
Yeah,
and you know, it's a whole new team, a whole new experience. And
well, tell us a little about these new guys, because I see you had 3 players in double figures.
Yeah, so you know, Carson Newcomb, he started last year, and
okay.
You know, he's kind of a shooter and did a little ball handling. Now he's doing a lot of ball handling, and he's kind of running the team. Elijah Thomas kind of came off the bench last year, and Savon's brother who started. You know, he's athletic, he's fast, you know, does a good job for us. Steady. He was actually sick the last 2 games, and he played last night, still coughing and stuff. But, you know, he played a good game. And then Greg is kind of our rebounder, a guy inside. The reason we struggled is he got in foul trouble in the first half, and you know, we went a little younger and a little shorter, and you know, but second half he had a good second half, and you know, it was a really good second half. If we would play it was an experience game to me. I mean, that was our first game. You know, you can scrimmage all you want, and you can practice all you want, but until you play that first game, you know, it exposed a lot, but I saw some really good things, too.
Now, is this your 25th year?
I think it's 24.
Number 24, okay, yeah. All right. So you've had teams like this before. So how are you going to coach these guys up?
Well, it's day-to-day. I mean, these guys are day-to-day. We want to learn something new every day. We want to try and get a little better at the skill development. But it's not a one-day thing. I mean, it's a season, and we have to get better each day, each week. And trial, pile on good things. You know, you can talk about the negatives and things you're doing wrong, but you have to talk about, okay, what are we doing well? What are we improving on? And how can we improve? And that's what's going to be with this team. You know, we are not going to be a great team overnight. You know, next game we're not going to be great. But as the season goes on, if they buy in and they keep coming and working hard, I think we can make some noise at the end of the year.
Well, that's what you kind of want to see. Now, just real quick, a couple of games coming up. Marquette, of course, yeah. Friday. And are they as good as what they've been the last couple of years, or have they lost some talent?
I think they went undefeated in their fresh off. They have they actually just reload.
Okay.
And they have height, they have shooters. Actually, I was talking to Isaac out of the state tournament last year, and a couple of their sophomores are kind of mad because their minutes went down. And, he kind of tightened things up in the district and in the out of state. He said, but then these guys are chomping at the bit. He said, so, I said, hey, you got two more years. He's telling these guys. So, yeah, they just kind of reloading out there, and they have talent. And
a good young coach.
Oh, I mean, he's really got it going on out there. I'm a little jealous of him. He's got it going. And basketball is king at Marquette. They everything revolves around that. They play other sports, but basketball is king. And the job he's done you just can't say enough good things about what he's done out there.
Nice young man. My wife and I were up at Bellevue at the Second Street Station, and he was actually waiting tables there.
Was he really?
Yes, he was.
Well, I don't know that.
He's a hard worker.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about that.
He's nonstop, and his kids are that way, too. I mean, they take on his personality.
Oh, that is good. And then Midland. You got a couple of games come up at home.
Midland, they had a bunch of young kids last year, got thrown in the fire, kind of what we have this year. And now they actually have a new coach, Isaac Stouffer, who was a good player out there. He took over, and he'll have them in shape, and it'll be a tough game.
All right. Hey, Coach, appreciate your time. We'll probably catch up with you when we get into the new year, when that team is starting to develop for you.
We hope so. Thanks, Greg.
All right. Back with more. Brought to you by First Gateway Credit Union. Make yourself at home with a mortgage from First Gateway Credit Union. Whether you're a first-time buyer or looking to refinance, they're here to help. Rates start as low as 5.473% APR. Stop in one of their seven convenient locations in Comanche, Clinton, DeWitt, Holden, Morrison, Sterling, or Prophetstown. Savings federally insured by NCUA. First Gateway Credit Union is an equal housing lender. APR is annual percentage rate. Other rates and terms available, subject to credit approval. Other restrictions may apply. Outstanding selection and year-end savings come together at Zirkelbaugh Home Appliances in downtown Clinton. They feature the name brand you know and trust, Amana, Frigidaire, KitchenAid, and Whirlpool. In addition, at Zirkelbaugh, select from Steve Queen, Maytag, and LG. You will find the selection to go along with the savings. Best of the holidays from everyone at Zirkelbaugh Home Appliances, 225 Fifth Avenue South, with service behind every sale. Visit ZirkelBaugh.com anytime. Welcome back, everyone, to Ristrelli. He's going to talk girls basketball with Ron O'Brien, head coach of Central DeWitt. Coach, so much appreciate you coming in.
Yeah, love
it. How are the roads from DeWitt?
As long as I didn't hit any deer, I've come from Davenport, so
yeah.
I got to add another 20 minutes of wrangling around deer out there.
So let's take a quick look back to yesterday. You guys were out at the state tournament. Talk a little bit about that year.
Well, last year was special. From an individual standpoint, with Lauren Walker becoming an all-time leading scorer and kind of led us that year, and then we slipped in and won a MAC championship when I don't think anybody expected us to, and took down a couple big teams with North and twice against PV. So then making it state and just fell short, but it was a special time, special year.
Yeah, that's right. You guys won the MAC. That's incredible.
Yeah, you know, pretty undersized, and I think we were picked fourth or fifth going into the year. Again, we had our last 3 years and came out and right at the start of the season got north at their place and then came home and in week's time then beat PV and totally outsized, and it was just an effort by these girls. That
girls had to be sky high after those ball games.
They were sky, and that first North game was with Kim Mulkey in the stands at North. There to watch Divine Bird, so that kind of even made it more special. I had no idea how the girls were going to react to that, but they responded.
Oh, my goodness. So, again, Lauren Walker, but you had some other girls who were pretty good for you to get to that conference championship.
We did. We had Ava Putman, who's our, you know, going to be that leader this year, and Kinley Burt, who's back. So we've got five seniors back, three that have started for a couple years and two that are going to move into those roles. Now we are just learning to play without Lauren because we leaned on her a lot. That, you know, 25 points and 6 rebounds a game is a lot to make up. And I think we have a little more depth to just share that around, spread that around, and find those points.
You know, a school the size of Central DeWitt, and any school, I mean, if they got good athletes, they're playing other sports. But basketball, as you know, is such a skilled sport. So how do you have them develop the skills during the off season?
Yeah, that's, you know, I think everything with everywhere now with the girls, that's the biggest challenge because we don't get a whole lot of time with them, and all our girls play 3 or 4 sports. So we get what little time we have in the off season and do what we can do and enjoy watching them play other sports, whether it's softball in the summer and tennis that got moved to the fall.
Yeah.
And, you know, it is what it is, and it's different for me out there from that aspect, but do the best we can.
You've had a couple of ball games already. Iowa City, of course, you had them on the schedule, and Davenport West, which has been down the last few years. Yep. What have you seen from your team the first 2 games?
Yeah, I think it was a little shell shock that first game with City High. They had good size, and we just kind of came out a little flat and were able to rebound the other night against West, which was kind of a good game for us to just kind of take a deep breath and get back at what we do and kind of. We're still sorting out our roles and figuring out who we are and what we're going to be.
But that was the first step toward defending your conference championship, Coach.
It was, yeah, it was.
So now you got Muscatine on Friday. You travel down there. How's Muskie this year?
They could be out last year. They're rebuilding, too. So we'll, you know, kind of go into that game, getting to play a lot of players, and then we're going to host a team from Kansas City on Saturday.
Yeah. So, I'm going to ask you about that. How'd that come about?
Yeah. Well, Brian Frick is a coach there. He's from Davenport. He played for me when I was boys coach at Davenport North. So he's a Davenport guy. And Kansas added 3 games to their schedule this year. And his wife's from the area, who's actually the head coach. And he had called me last I was down at the Final Four, Women's Final Four. And he called and said they wanted to play some games. So they were originally scheduled to come up and play Valley, Des Moines Valley, and then us, and then Valley dropped them over the summer, so they added Maquoketa, which they're going to go and play tomorrow night.
And I see Maquoketa is ranked number 1 right now.
They
got everybody back.
They're loaded senior group, so it'll be fun. We'll get to see them at the end of the season.
Have you found out how special of a game Central DeWitt and Maquoketa is?
I've learned that now for 3 years. It's a rivalry.
Coach, I appreciate the time. We'll catch up with you a couple more times during the course of the season. What do you hope out of this year?
I just hope we have, as always, just have fun. We get better every day and see how good things work out when we do that.
All right. I appreciate the drive. Thank you so much. Back with more on the River City Sports Review.
At Citizens First Bank, we're more than a bank. We're your neighbors and friends. From sponsoring local events to supporting small businesses, we invest in what matters most, our community. Banking as it should be. Personal, local, and committed. If you're saving for a big purchase or just for a rainy day, learn more at gocfb.bank. Citizens First Bank, member FDIC.
Winkle, Parker, and Foster, their firm provides outstanding service to their clients because of their dedication to the 3 underlying principles of professionalism, responsiveness, and quality. At Winkle, Parker, and Foster of Clinton, they provide financial planning, tax services for business and individuals, accounting services, and QuickBooks services. Winkle, Parker, and Foster, certified public accountants and consultants. They are located at 1301 19th Avenue Northwest, just off the Mill Creek Parkway in Clinton. Welcome back. We're visiting now with R.J. Coffey, head coach of the Fulton Steamers. Well, Coach, you opened up the year at the Orient Tournament. You get the opportunity to play four ball games there. Unfortunately, you didn't get a win over that tournament time, but what did you find out about your team?
Well, you know, it was success-wise, it was a tough week for us, you know. But hopefully we learned a lot of things. You know, I mean, you know, when you don't have success like we didn't over Thanksgiving, you know, the thing that you need to come away with is understanding, hey, we've got a lot of things that we've got to change, a lot of areas we've got to improve and get better. And, you know, there was no shortage of that. So, you know, hopefully our guys in the last 3 days, because we play again tomorrow, we haven't played since Thanksgiving, you know, some of the things we've talked about, discussed, and some of the areas that we've got to fix and make adjustments in, you know, we can make sure we see those tomorrow night.
You know, when you play those four games over that short span, you're trying to probably fix things on the fly.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of how it goes, you know. And that's sometimes it's tough, you know, when you're kind of spiraling. At a holiday tournament, there's no way to get out of it. You know, you can't go in the practice gym. You know, you can talk a little bit. You can kind of do some things at a shoot around. But, yeah, it's a quick turnaround. So, you know, you gotta just kind of fight through and hopefully make some small adjustments, improvements game by game. And, you know, it was kind of a situation where we just weren't very consistent. I thought there was times where we looked really good and did things really, really well. And unfortunately, there was just more minutes where, you know, we were struggling in a variety of areas.
I was going to bring that up. You talked, you know, during the break about some inconsistency. Coaches like to see that consistent play. How are you going to get that out of this team? Is it just going to come with playing games?
Well, no. I mean, we've got a lot of, and some of it's fundamental. Some of it's, you know, being able to run and execute what we need to execute. That was one of our big problems is, you know, we weren't consistently executing. You know, we were making simple mistakes, mental mistakes. You know, we weren't doing the little things, the fundamental things very well. And, you know, I don't care what sport it is. If you're not doing the fundamentals, the little things well, you're going to struggle. And the good news is we've got potential. I mean, I think there's definitely an opportunity where we can fix these things. It's not like, you know, we can't do that. But it takes a lot of mental and physical effort, and you got to put good days in the practice gym. And our guys are definitely capable. You know, it's just, you know, hopefully it clicks sooner rather than later. You know, different groups, you know, sometimes it clicks right away. Some groups it takes you a couple weeks. And, you know, these got to understand that we got to have faith and keep grinding and get better.
You'll see him on the floor tomorrow at Pearl City. What about the Wolves?
You know, we last year, they're not in our division, but they're in the NYC. Last year we started a series with them. They came to our place. They got us last year. They're pretty athletic. They've got three or four guys back that started and gave good minutes last year. But, you know, I mean, they're also mixing in. You know, I've watched my film a little bit, and they were playing 10 guys. So, you know, it's just one where our main focus this week was us. You know, I mean, obviously we're going to talk some Pearl City and be ready for them, but we had a lot of things internal that we got to fix and get better at. So Pearl City's the next team, but really it's the Fulton Steamers is our focus, and we've got to take care of us here. And so hopefully we you know, fix some of the problems and, you know, compete at a higher level tomorrow night.
Yeah, hopefully good results, because I was looking at your schedule. So you play tomorrow, but then you don't play again until next Thursday. Is that right?
That is correct. Yeah, our early schedule is a little different this year. We got some big gaps, which sometimes can be good. Sometimes it's tough. You know, we needed the 3 days we got before today, and hopefully we play really well, you know, and we don't need a full week to kind of continue to fix what we talked about this week. But, you know, all we can do is go out and compete at a high level. We got to start there for four quarters. We got to compete. We've got to play together, because this is one of those groups where, you know, we don't got that one guy that's going to kind of, you know, take over and, you know, put you on his shoulders and say, hey, I got us. You know, this group has to work five guys every possession to get things done. And, you know, if we can figure that out to consistently play together as a group, it'll turn around quicker.
You've been doing this for a while now. Have you had teams like that where there wasn't one guy you could lean on? You had to really count on the team?
Yeah, there's been a couple. You know, it's been a little bit since we've had that. Last year was kind of like that. Last year we had that due to, you know,
injury,
you know,
yeah.
So we kind of had to regroup and kind of do things a little differently. You know, we do have three seniors that have good varsity experience, but we're also then mixing in pretty much the rest of the group with very little experience. You know, we got three seniors played, and Owen Van Zoon, who's a junior for us, he got good minutes last year. Besides that, it's brand new. So sometimes it takes groups a little more time to gel and mix in the new guys with the vets and kind of get a feel for each other. And right now we're still in that process.
And a final question for you as a father. I know your daughter is doing very well for the girls, and you're not always going to get the opportunity to see her play. Is that hard?
There's a lot of hard things about watching your kid play sports.
I mean, but not getting to see her play sometimes.
Yeah, it's a struggle. That's a struggle. You know, but the good news is with Huddle, you know, we're able to watch the games. And sometimes in good and bad, we get to watch that game together, you know, after it happened. But no, right, you know, the girls are 2-2. You know, they got a big win last night, which is great. You know, I hate missing it. It's really tough. But, you know, that's kind of part of the whole thing. You know, they knew that a long time ago, that that's kind of what I do. And the good news is I've got enough, you know, scheduling power to where, you know, I make it work so I can make as many as possible. Really, outside of the beginning and over the holidays, I think there's not too many I miss. You know, we don't do a lot of same night games, which is nice. And, you know, I've had to do a little finagling with the schedule to make it work. But I try to make it as absolutely as many as I can.
Being the veteran you are, that's great.
Yeah, well, you know, you got to do it. And the problem is I got a middle school age kid that's gaming too, so it's you know, we got a lot of schedule stuff
to go
around. I don't know last time I was at my house for more than 3 hours. So, but that's the fun part.
I appreciate you coming out here tonight.
Hey, no problem.
All right.
Hey, always love coming in.
All right. I think Kathy Marks is getting ready to walk in. We're getting toward the end of the program, and we'll try and catch her right after this.
All right.
Thanks
Sounds
so
good.
Much,
yep, take it easy.
Doesn't it feel like the older we get, the quicker time goes by? Packing lunches for our kids turns into seeing them off to college or moving out on their own and watching their lives journey. An empty nest provides us time to reflect and plan. Hi, I'm Tina Lemke, owner of Lemke Funeral Home. I would be honored to meet with you and discuss your end-of-life wishes. A pre-planned funeral eliminates the financial burden on your family and ensures your final wishes are carried out in a professional and dignified manner. Contact Lemke Funeral Homes, 242-2626.
Well, she just got done practicing with the 15th-ranked team in Class 4A. You didn't know that?
No!
Yes, congratulations, Coach. Yeah, I just got that from the Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union. And now that's the good news. And now next Tuesday you'll play the number 9 team in Class 5A in Bettendorf.
Yes, we will. First we have to get by Davenport Central on Friday at home. And that we're starting our scout, working on things. But we're really just concentrating working on us right now. It's a lot of fun in practice.
We're going to have that game on Friday, and it's moved up, 4:30 JV, 6 o'clock varsity.
Yep.
Central's been down the last few years. What about this year?
Yeah, we think they're going to be down again.
And yep. Davenport yep. North, you tell me, that was a different kind of Davenport North
yeah,
team.
North goes to state the last 2 years, and then this year they can only have enough players for one team. Maybe they had 3 returners. Everyone else, they've gone to North Scott, they've gone to Bettendorf. It's something that happens down there in the Quad Cities. They can just move around too easily.
Yeah.
It's not the girls aren't learning how to tough stuff out, how to be loyal. They just bounce around from team to team.
You know, I mean, you've got a good group of girls.
Yeah, we do.
And you know, when you play teams like North and Central, and it doesn't help them that much, does it?
Well, I'm just going to stop and say that this is the first time we've had the opportunity to play like this. The girls quickly reminded, I reminded the girls that the last time we beat Davenport North last night was 2012. Last time the River Queens had beat North was in 2012. I said some of you guys were in diapers. Then the girls reminded me that the score that we had last night was reversed, and that was our score last year.
Oh, my goodness.
So that hit hard. I had tears going, like, girls, you guys have come a long way, but we are nowhere done. We are nowhere where we want to be. We still have work to do. So enjoy it, but tomorrow it's back to business, and that's what practice was.
Okay,
so,
we got a minute or two left in the program. So what has been business like in practice? What's it like working with these girls?
They are focused. We give them time to kind of relax, but we're working on our full court defense. It's a lot of defense. We know the girls can shoot. That's what they're supposed to work on the off season. But this is getting the team together and working on defense and then transitioning. So that's what's been a lot of fun.
And, again, we're going to have the game Friday. We'll also have your game with North Scott coming up on the 12th.
Right. That's a doubleheader.
Yeah, I know. I'm looking forward to it. It's my 50th wedding anniversary day.
Congratulations.
So I'm really so Mary's really happy about that. So we're going to be at your gym.
Where else would you want to be?
Exactly. At a girl-boy varsity doubleheader.
Yeah.
yeah. at the Yard Gym. And Mary usually doesn't come with me to the Yard Gym. Maybe I'll bring her along for our anniversary.
Yeah, that'll be so sweet.
And
yes.
She'll love to see you. So
yeah,
that'll be the great thing. So, again, just thank you so much for your time. Congratulations
you.
On the state ranking, and I know it's going to be an outstanding year for you.
Yeah, thank you so much.
All right, we'll be back to recap things right after this.
Winter is here. At Tandem Tire, we've been keeping drivers safe for over 40 years. And this season, we've got you covered. From snow tires and tire rotations, battery checks, brake inspections, and full-service oil changes, we'll make sure your vehicle is winter ready. Plus, take advantage of special manufacturer rebates on select tires going on right now. Stop in today at Tandem Tire. Call us or book online and drive into winter with confidence. At Tandem Tire, we know tires, we know service, and most importantly, we know you.
Well, a thank you to all the coaches and a thank you to Kathy Marks for stopping by here as we wrap up the River City Sports Review. No program next week. We instead will be bringing you the ball game between Kathy Marks' former team, the Iowa Hawkeyes, now ranked 12th against Iowa State, currently ranked at number 10. Again, KROS Sports produced by Paul Dymkowski. Gary Detterman, thanking you for listening. Good evening, everyone.
And that is tonight's KROS River City Sports Review Show, live from Rastrelli's, 238 Main Avenue. Join us next week as KROS Sports Director Gary Detterman interviews local coaches and student athletes about their sports programs, what happened in last week's game, and what's up next for their teams. The River City Sports Review is brought to you by First Gateway Credit Union, with 7 convenient locations to serve you. The River City Sports Review has been a KROS Sports.